This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Perhaps we can all agree that people who work hard should be justly compensated. But in America, and in healthcare particularly, there is little correlation between job difficulty and compensation. Let's take, for example, a hospital janitor, a thankless job that involves hard work and perhaps even some danger when dealing with biological waste and contamination. And let's say the janitor's annual salary is $30,000. Well, a doctor who goes through a lot more school and training makes more, but how many times this annual janitor salary should a family doctor make, or a cardiologist, or an orthopedic surgeon? 8 times a janitor's salary? 10 times? And why is it that a family doctor makes so much less than a cardiologist? But wait. Things get even crazier. A study just published this week in JAMA suggests that CEOs at nonprofit hospitals earn an average of $600,000 a year, and in some cases as much as $3 million. At the University of California, our hospital directors make more than $1 million, which is far more than family doctors, cardiologists, or orthopedists. And those doctors work at least 12-hour days, take night call, and regularly make life and death decisions to benefit people's health. More importantly, if there was evidence suggesting that the best hospital directors get paid more because patients at their hospitals do better, then perhaps high pay might make sense. But the JAMA study found there was no correlation between high pay and good patient outcomes. If we want medical rates to decline, hospital infection rates to plummet, and hospital death rates to decline, we need to provide incentives that reward leadership only when these events improve. Also, let's remember, these hospital CEOs all work for nonprofit organizations. Maybe their salary should go up only when the charity care their hospital provides also goes up. Just think how much more charity care could be provided if a CEO who made $1 million instead made only $500,000. Now, not surprisingly, hospital organizations defend the CEO's high salaries by claiming that those salaries are needed to attract good leaders. But wait, is there any evidence for that? After all, we pay family doctors a whole lot less, and they have years more training and make tough decisions all the time. I am certain we could get great hospital leadership at a fraction the cost. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.